This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 20th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Iman. How you doing, Iman?
What's up, Taryn? What's up, everybody? I'm great. Glad to be back for another update. Hopefully, I get to do a bunch more this season than I did last season. I only did one last season, so it's nice to get in while it's still hot, but kind of lukewarm right now, but it's fine. You know, got to get in early. Got to get in on the early season winners. A lot of people in the house to talk about, so I'm excited.
I mean, if you asked Daniel and Taylor, Kyle and Alyssa, you'd probably hear that it was hot.
One of them, one of those couples could be hot. The other one, the jury is still out. This is the second season in a row where we've had a connection between someone where I'm just like, why? Why? But, you know, it's all right. We all like what we like. It is what it is.
All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 14 in the house. 2 weeks of housage, of gameplay. Nothing too wild in terms of strategic happenings. The vote has been pretty settled on Hooch for quite a while. Somebody needs to tell Monty that, because he's going to continue to try to campaign throughout the day to many people and complain about the vote still all day long.
Yeah. Build a bridge, get over it, bruh. It's not looking good. You're holding on to the past, clinging on to the glory days, or the glory 2 weeks rather. And it's just not good. It's just not good. But, you know, I mean, at least he's trying to push an agenda, so it's creating some friction in the house, which is fun to talk about. But his way of going about it it's lacking the finesse that I once thought that he had. That tunnel vision is so severe with him. And I just wish that he could sit down and have someone speak to him about this in a like calm and civilized manner. Because I feel like every conversation that surrounds this topic is either someone else being like, no, bro, it's not happening that way. You got to move on. Or it's him talking to somebody else who is not willing to actually sit down and tell him the truth. So it's not looking good for him.
Yeah, he just keeps making the same arguments
over and over,
over and over.
And it's all predicated on last week, which is, you know, you got to move with the times, man. Like you're old now. Like, come on, move on.
Yeah. He's like, I thought everyone hated Taylor. What happened to that? Remember the good old days?
Wasn't that
when we hated Taylor? Yeah.
Screw Taylor.
Exactly.
I just want to go back to that. Nothing makes sense to me now, and I'm afraid. Like,
yes,
you need to move on.
So he's going to talk to Terrence about it, and they complain about how Taylor is too comfortable. Can you believe Taylor said that she was going to win HOH next week, as though it's a given that she's going to be here next week, let alone the fact, I mean, this is basically finale dress 2.0.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Honestly,
I feel like the too comfortable argument is something that we're going to see every week, because I feel like we saw it last week with Taylor. We're seeing it this week with Taylor. We're seeing it with this week with Pooch. I think it'll be someone next time it'll probably be Brittany next week. They'll be like, oh, you're just too comfortable. You're going around spreading all these lies and stuff. You're just too comfortable. We're going to be sitting in the final two, and Julie's going to be like, y'all are just too comfortable in the final two chairs. Like, when is enough enough? Like, you have to, I mean, is she supposed to campaign that way? Of course, you don't just say, oh, well, I hope that I can stay here next week just so that I can fade into the background and then not help you and not offer any alliances and not offer not to put you up should I win HOH. Like, what else is she supposed to do? Just sit there and just offer nothing, you know? So, okay. Too comfortable, I guess. Or maybe just campaigning.
Yes. Well, he tells Monty tells Terrence that he thinks the women are going to use Taylor to take big shots for them, and gives him that whole pitch. And then after Monty leaves, Terrence sighs. Crybaby therapist. He's going to need, and then the feeds cut away. And then Michael comes and talks to him for a second, and then the feeds linger on him, and he's by himself again. He says, we definitely have to figure this out, but the plan is going to be the plan. Like, he's not into what Monty's trying to sell him.
Right. And he knows, I mean, he's known for quite some time, because I think, like, when Nicole was the person to tell him, like, look, it's going to be Pooch. So I feel like Terrence just, anybody that's on the outs, he will hop on with them being on the outs. Because I feel like he was, I won't say buddy-buddy with Monty last week, but it certainly wasn't, I feel like we weren't getting any of this talk of him being like, oh, Monty, oh my God, Monty. It's not only just other people, but it's to us as well. It's to the Beasters. It's like, okay, like, so I'm having a hard time really grasping what Terrence really thinks, or is he just playing this mega trash talking floater game? Because if that's the case, okay, let's see how long it lasts.
So we're going to see that, yes, in fact, later in the day, Terrence is going to go to Amira and say, Monty's going crazy. He says that he's afraid of the women. He thinks that they're coming for him. And I was like, I was just playing dumb. And he's like, I got to keep an eye on both Monty and Taylor, because Taylor screwed up too. She's so stupid, walking around saying she's going to win HOH next week. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And they both agree. Look, if Taylor wins HOH next week and puts Monty up, that's not their problem.
Yeah. I think it's a good stance to have. You know, you always want two sides of the house going after each other, two people going after each other, and they're for sure going to go after each other. It's not even like one of those things where it's like, well, we hope that, you know, I'm not the next target. Like, I think it's pretty much dead set. Like, if one of them wins, the other one will either be on the block or backdoored. So not a bad spot to be in. It's annoying nonetheless having to hear Terrence trash talk Monty and Taylor as if he wasn't engaging in some of the same behavior, but whatever, to save your own skin. And I kind of like, I think Nicole brings it up later on. Well, never mind. We'll talk about it later.
All right. Well, Kyle and Amira are going to talk. Kyle has something he needs to talk to Amira about. He says, look, can I just ask you for some advice? Like, what do I do with this whole showman situation? And I want to set the scene here, because It was a lot of conversations happen naturally, right? Like, people just kind of end up in a place and they start talking, and then they start talking game, or like they'll quickly be like, hey, we need to chat about this real quick. This was like she was like in the shower, not taking a shower, but like just like cleaning some things. And he was just kind of like awkwardly standing like, okay, all right, okay. Amira, I just have something I need to say. And I want you to think like middle school crush, like Aza style crush, passing notes back and forth. Do you like Alyssa? Check yes if yes. Mm-hmm. Check no if no. Because he's asked, so Amira, so what do I do about this showman situation? And Amira's just kind of like, I just think just keep it on the DL, right? Do whatever you want after the season. She goes on to say like, yeah, because I mean, I will say for your benefit that I think most people perceive it as like she's initiating it and maybe you're not necessarily that into it. And he's like, oh, really? Because like, she's so great. Oh my God. She's so amazing. And Amir's like, oh, okay. All right. So you're into it. He's like, well, I mean, look, I want like a target on my back, but like, have you seen her?
I mean, I guess this is cute. I mean, I feel like on Kyle's end, I think he knows exactly what he's doing. He's like, oh, he knows that Amira and Alyssa have a relationship. So if he tells Amira this, then it'll get back to Alyssa how he really feels, because he doesn't want to have to be the one to initiate it. Yeah. It's kind of cute, but then I'm like, you're also 28. It's like, at some point.
Look, he had to start late. We'll give him that.
He did. So, I'm treading lightly. Like, everyone has different spaces, different paces. You know what I mean? Mm. But at the same time, it's like, Kyle.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember, but actually the first time I brought up that I thought that Kyle was flirting with Alyssa, it was when he said,
I'm a bad boy.
Get a few White Claws in him and he's a bad boy. And I talked about how like that is not him. Like that was very different than his normal sort of like what he would normally say, because he doesn't really drink much. Coming from his background. And so Amira's like, oh, well, the other night we asked Alyssa if she could date somebody that doesn't drink alcohol. And she was like, yeah, of course, that would probably be good for me. And he's like, wow. And here I was like, I'll start drinking for her.
Not this. Not passing back alcohol soaked notes to each other. Like, not this. I mean, you know what? I was thinking about this the other day, actually. I was like, you know what? I think maybe as I'm getting older, maybe I'm getting a little bit more romantic in my life. I'm kind of like, I kind of like when there's at least one showmance in the house. I know that there's like this whole, like, amongst a lot of fans, like there's this whole like overarching anti showmance agenda. But I kind of like when there is at least one of those thrown into the mix to sort of just make things a little bit more interesting. Granted, I still think that this is overall very cringy, but you know, it's at least adding an interesting dynamic to this relationship, because it's sort of like spilling out into the rest of the alliance in an interesting way. So I'm interested to see where it goes. They clearly really, really like each other. Are really, really feeling each other at this point. So, I mean, just go at it then. Like, you got months to be in that house. You might as well let something fly.
Yes. Well, Amira very quickly goes to Alyssa, because Alyssa actually interrupts the conversation and they like kind of awkwardly stop talking about her. And then Amira grabs Alyssa like 10 minutes later. And she's like, oh, my God, let me just tell you what I was just talking to Kyle about. I cannot hold this in. She's like, Kyle really, really likes you. he was afraid that he likes you more than you like him. And Alyssa's like, oh, really? Oh man, he really likes me. I thought he was maybe just a nice person.
And how old is Alyssa? She's 24, right?
Something like that.
Man. It's that house, man. It really is that house. I keep saying it year after year. Them lights, they will got you swooning. Swooning.
Amir's like, I know, I want to cry for you. This is so great. And she's like, it's okay. Like, Kyle knew that I was going to talk to you. Like, it really is like, let the matchmaker friend, figure this out for them. Mm-hmm. But, They talk, and then they go on to talk about how, like, they don't want this to impact their games. Right. Amira does say, like, I do think that Kyle would be the target, but then two of you just, like, I feel like that'd be fine. Yeah. And Alyssa makes sure to say, and I just want you to know, I still want to sit next to you in the end. Like, it is very important to me that a girl is next to me in the end. I will vote him out. I don't care. You are my final two.
Four misters, baby.
Yes.
None of that boy crazy talk over here. And then she also lets her know about the whole Monty situation. So it's nice that, like, there's at least through all of this giggly, ooh, there's like some, oh, well, you know, if this does happen between the two of you, maybe it's not so bad because Monty's out here thinking that all the girls are just together. So this little thing, whatever it turns out to be, could help you along the way, and he'd probably be the first one to go. So, hey, you know, a showman's with some utility to it. Can't be mad at it.
So that is brewing. And they do also talk about making out a little bit, and how that's all he could do for a long time. She's like, oh boy. You make out with me for hours. I'm out. I'm gone.
She looked quite literally said, ew. Yeah. And I guess I've never really thought about making out strictly for like 40 minutes at a time, because it's just not something that's crossed my mind ever to do with somebody. But yeah, that's disgusting. If anybody is familiar with the VH1 celebrity reality series, I mean, the first season of Flavor of Love, there was a scene where Flavor Flav made out with Tiffany Pollard for, like, at a restaurant in public for a smooth hour, and it's the most disgusting thing I have ever seen in my life. So yeah, no, either move on to the next base or game over, baby.
It's another, like, grade school thing to do, I think, to just make out for
forever. So you shouldn't be doing anything else at that age.
So Kyle is going to talk to Michael and Brittany a little bit. He talks to them about how the women are acting really clicky upstairs. There's a lot of talk about this, and Brittany mentions it. It's something that that Monty talks about, there's just a lot of clicky behavior that, you know, people go upstairs and it's, you know, the women are up there with Jasmine all the time. And if you go up there and you talk to them, like, their backs will be turned to you toward each other. Like, it's just like, it doesn't feel like you're very welcome in the HOH room. There's only certain people that are allowed in there. And for Brittany, who is a woman, and most of the other women are allowed in there and get to hang out, she is feeling particularly like she's being iced out of the situation, which she is. We'll get there.
Yeah, she is.
Yes. And so Michael's basically like, well, let them. Well, it's putting a target on their backs, right? Like, they can be as clicky as they want. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like while the girls were actively, like, hardcore icing out Taylor last week, they are doing, like, the sort of more, what's the word for it? Like, I guess, like, more organic, slow icing out, where it's more of like, because it was like active, we hate Taylor thing. And then with, as far as Brittany is concerned, it's more of like, we don't really vibe with you, but we don't hate you, but we don't vibe with you. So if my back is turned to you during a conversation, I don't really notice it because I don't really notice you, which I think in some ways could be even worse than, like, well, no, I won't go there because they were pretty harsh to Taylor, but it's sort of like, you know, at least it's sort of like, it's less of an outright we hate Britney thing and more of like, you can just feel it in your soul, which I feel like is a hard thing to sort of like overcome if you're Britney. And obviously it is, because she's all over the place right now.
I mean, they certainly get close, because not long after that conversation, there is a big bashing Britney session up in the HOH room. They feel like she is a rat, that she runs around exposing information, that she's trying to float but she's doing it poorly because she just spills everything. She's been talking to Joseph too much. It's also annoying because it's hard to talk to Michael because she's always around him. And they think that Michael is also trying to play the middle. But they think that she's going to cast a rogue vote for Taylor. She thinks that she might be, they think that she might be trying to, you know, either flip the vote or just kind of like frame somebody or just do something weird or strange with the vote. And spilling any information that they give her. So, they cannot tell her anything about anything and they can't trust her and she needs to go.
Honestly, I feel like this would all get resolved. Well, it could have been resolved a little earlier if, you know, in the same way that they should have just like talked to Taylor if they felt some kind of way. I feel like Brittany, if she had just been a little bit more honest in the beginning and said, hey, like, I just want to make sure that we're all like on the same page. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm not included a little bit more. And I just really want to make sure that we all know that we are all together and frame the conversation as you were trying to hunker down with the girls, because I feel like those conversations only take place after she spills something. The whole energy changes between her and the rest of the girls because they know that she spills something and she thinks that they know, but they're not going to say anything because they don't trust each other. And so now it's just that conversation is so empty at that point because it's like, well, girl, you already did it. So like, we can't trust you now. But if she had maybe just said, hey, just want to let you guys know I'm totally down with you guys and maybe not have spilled so much to the guys, then she probably would be in a much better position. But I feel like at this point, like, it's too late. Like, I just can't see. It would have to take some other huge target to emerge for her to not be like one of the next people out at this point.
Yeah. And you know, we talked about it way back when it happened. Brittany ratting Amira out to Pooch was just a dagger to the heart of her game. It just completely wrecked her. And when they confronted her about it without actually confronting her about it, it was pretty obvious that they knew. And we said at that time, like, just tell them, admit it. Stop being like, well, if theoretically you've heard anything, I would personally assume it's a lie because they're just trying to probably, you know, sow distrust between us women. And obviously, like, let's say if Pooch said that, like, Indy told him something, he's probably lying about that, right? It's like, no, it's you're admitting to it without admitting to it, which is the worst kind of admitting to it. Just admit to it. And you know what? Like, you could also, like, she could have easily been like, guys, I think I know what you're talking about. Oh my God. I think I screwed up so bad. I was talking to Pooch and he mentioned you, Amira, and he really thought that you might be coming for him. And I think I'm so sorry. I think I confirmed it for, I was really worried about the backstage situation. I thought I needed to tell him what he wanted to hear. Because Pooch had it in for Amira at that time. And it would have been very believable that he would have tried to get a name out of her, get her to confirm something about Amira, rather than her just randomly dropping it and completely denying it, even though they all knew it was true. And so it's completely wrecked her game. And now she has no benefit of the doubt in any circumstances where it's like she goes to Joseph and they're like, she's trying to do something with Joe. What is she telling Joseph? And it's like,
And this house already has a proclivity towards demonizing one person and piling on. So I don't know why you think that you're going to be immune from that. I think this house anybody could get it with this house. That's really how it is. And so I feel like, because I don't think that playing a rat game is bad. You just have to know when to do it. And it was already still kind of like fluid in the house at the beginning that you go ahead and spill your tea, sometimes false tea, to individuals, and then those individuals spill your false tea to each other, and then all of that spills back on you. Like, you were just way too early. Just, you didn't have a strong enough connection with the people that you're even spilling the tea to even really warrant them to trust that it's good. It's, I feel bad because I feel like she just has in her head, okay, I just gotta go back and forth. I just gotta go back and forth. And it's like, not quite.
Yeah.
May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Well, the women up in the HOH room are also, they've got plenty bad to say about Brittany, but they've also got plenty bad to say about Monty, as Amira informs them about what Terrence told her about Monty. By the way, I believe Daniel is in this room as well. So it's the women plus Daniel, which it often tends to be. He's really inserted himself into that group.
Yeah, he
He is also a part of the Britney bashing and all of that. They also talk about Monty and how he's afraid of the women and all of that, thinking that the women are up to something. And they also talk about Indy because they feel like Monty and Joseph are trying to protect Indy, which confirms to them that Indy must be with the guys and not with the women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was kind of surprised about this because I feel like Indy really doesn't do enough, in my opinion, to really warrant you thinking that. I feel like she's up in the HOH room with Jasmine way too much for that to really be a narrative from her. So I'm interested to see how far that thread will go.
Yeah, basically, they never fully trusted Indy in the first place because she didn't talk enough game specifically with them. And I think, again, like there's like a bit of a not only language barrier, but like sort of personality difference where she talks a lot about Big Brother Brazil and they feel like she's not here to play Big Brother US, but to play Big Brother Brazil. And then she went on to say, like, I could see myself in the end with Monty. They think she has a crush on Monty. And then Monty confirmed to them that she came to Monty and Joseph about working together. And that gave them like, oh, she really is trying to work with them. And then Joseph and Monty had a conversation yesterday where they talked about how they shouldn't go after Indy because Indy is more with them than the other women. And then, Monty talked to some of the women about how he doesn't want to go after Indy. And that only again confirmed to them that Indy must be with the guys. And so it's really kind of snowballed from over the last few days. And again, Amira is very much like Indy should not be on the jury. Brittany's got to go soon. If Taylor targets Monty, whatever. Turner's still in there. Like there are a lot of targets. Amira's yeah. wearing like some RoboCop headset, and she's like ready to just like strike them all down.
Yeah. I mean, you've been talking a little bit about, like, you know, the power vacuum and everything with Paloma being gone and the Pose pack sort of disintegrating. Seems like we may have found the new Supreme. Like, Amira is out here working it and relatively getting away with it for now. I mean, I know that there are some of the guys that are like, but even so, I think that those guys just cannot come together to really do anything about it. So we'll see what happens with Amira.
Yes. So Brittany is going to talk to Alyssa and kind of ask her, like, why is nobody talking to me? Like, what's going on?
Because you're a rat.
Yeah. And Alyssa had sort of left the Brittany bashing session early and wasn't like a part of a lot of it. But she ends up actually telling Brittany, like, look, I think they're concerned because you've been seen talking to Joseph. Brittany's like, what the hell? What do you mean? Why am I not allowed to talk to Joseph? I see Amira talking to Joseph all the time. Yeah, actually, she has been recently specifically to counter whatever you've been doing with Joseph.
Yeah, after you, baby.
Yeah. So Brittany's annoyed about that. And she's going to go up and talk to Jasmine, and Jasmine's going to question Brittany, like, hey, are you sure you're a vote for us? Are you going to vote Pooch out? And Brittany's like, of course I'm going to vote Pooch out. Like, I'm 1,000%. Totally with you guys. Absolutely. She goes on to start like crying about how she misses her husband. And Jasmine's response is basically like, why won't this woman leave? Because like Monty comes in, it's like,
you know,
it's
what, clear Jasmine, that Monty wants to talk to me. Why won't you get up? How about that? Sorry, that pissed me off.
Yeah, basically she complains a lot about how Brittany could not pick up the social cues of how she should get out of there. And they're like, can you, Brittany said to us that she wasn't going to let herself miss anything from home. And now she's in here crying about her husband. Excuse me.
Yeah. Cause you've never missed anybody. Okay. Like, and she feels isolated. So I feel for Brittany. She's really doing the best that she can to sort of grasp at straws. They are the wrong straws to grasp at. But I think it's just getting to her, just not really feeling that connection in the house with anyone, maybe just except for Michael at this point. So it's causing her to spiral a little bit. I think Nicole later on says, I'm not sure if it's, I think it's later on in the day, but she says, which I really appreciated, this moment of humanity. Sometimes Nicole has these really cool moments, and on the other moments, she's just like just as bad as the rest of them. But she says, like, look, I understand her. Like, she's just trying to do what she can to stay. She's a person like anybody else in this house. She's just doing what she's trying to do. And just, you know, really taking the temperature down and reminding everybody it is a game after all. She's playing a horrible game, but she's playing a game. So.
Yeah, this really is like a cast that, like, if you only ever, like, this is a cast that would look really great on Instagram. Not only physically, they're very attractive cast, but also just like, if you took all of the highlights of all of the like nice things that they say, all of the like, we are all about kindness and great stuff and positivity. They would seem like they were good people, I think. But then when you see them actually interacting with situations where, like Taylor is there, Brittany is there, and now it's time to bash everybody. It's like, oh, this does not line up at all with what you were talking about. For instance, when they're talking about Monty, they're like, unbelievable that he's doing this to a black woman. Can you believe it? You'd think that he would have, you know, stopped to think, right? What is it that you've been doing? Hold on. This is important now? Now that somebody you don't like is doing it to in a situation where you don't want it to be done?
It's the pot calling the kettle. African American. What can I say? Like, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? This will come up again, so I'll just save my rant until then.
No, don't. Do it now, because we've got it. We've got it queued up.
I just... it's moments like these where I'm very, very happy that the cookout existed and did what they did last year, because I think that we will never see something like that happen again. And not that I need, once again, not that I need for black people to come into this house and do that again. I am much more interested in fluid gameplay, regardless of whatever you look like, where you come from. Of course I am. But I'm so happy that they did that, because it seems like now we're in this really weird stage where some of the black folks in this house are like, oh, well, I'm going to make sure that no one ever thinks that I'm working with the other black folks. So I'm just going to be as horrible to them as possible, as if like the treatment of African Americans in this house is completely gone, like that history doesn't exist anymore. Like, you don't have to engage in that type of like nasty behavior to prove that you're not working together. Just work with whoever you want to work with. Like, I'm not in the house, so I don't want to, like, I know that that pressure isn't on me, but it feels like some of these people just like watched Big Brother 23 and thought, great that happened. Now let's mess it up. Like, it just feels so icky to me. I just don't like it. And then for Jasmine to be saying, like, talking about Monty, saying, oh, well, you know, I know that we're not doing the whole black thing, but at least don't go against us. What were you doing last week? What were you doing? Like, you can't espouse this whole, I'm not going to like do the whole black thing, but I'm also going to you can't hold those two messages at the same time. It doesn't make sense. And it makes you feel like you don't really know what the cookout was even about, which is unfortunate, because you, more so than some of those other people in the house, because of who you are, should know that. So it feels like they're just, they don't get it. And I just feel like it cheapens everything that the cookout stood for, because now it's just giving license for other people that were already anti-cookout to be like, see? And it's like, no, we're not doing that. The cookout did what they did. I'm glad they did what they did. And it is what it is. Now we can hopefully move forward. And I know at the end of the day, this is just a step, okay? It's a step towards this progressive future, whatever lingo you want to give it. I get that we're like on the progress for that, but it's just, oh, sometimes the journey there is just so aggravating. Oh, I was just so annoyed last night. I really was.
Yeah. Well, we do have, Pooch is of course, running around, all day, you know, doing his thing. As per usual, I mostly ignore the hopeless plight of the person that's going to be evicted, because it's hopeless. But there was one funny campaign that he made, which was to Michael. He talked to Michael about like, hey, you know, I won't gun for you. You should keep me. I think this would be a good, you know, thing that we could do. And then after he leaves, Michael is like, day 14. You're going to approach me about working together, about making an alliance, but not really even an alliance.
Right.
And when I know that you've been making alliances with everyone for the last 14 days other than me, no, I hope you're excited to see Julie.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, Michael. Ooh, cutthroat little. Say hi to Julie for me. Okay. I like it. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it just wasn't great for Pooch. Like, I mean, he said he made some good points in his pitch, in his Pooch pitch. But yeah, just too little too late, bruh. And you're still not even offering an actual alliance. You're just saying, well, I know that I'm not coming after you. And I know that Kyle and Turner, they're not going to come after you either. So don't come after me. It's like, okay, well, what else? Like, do you want to do one work together? No? Okay, then get out. And I don't know why you think that Taylor isn't doing everything that she can to speak to Michael either. I mean, Michael sort of deflected it. Not that he really had to do much work. But it's just too little too late, bro.
Yeah. And as we talked about earlier, Monty is also, if anything, Monty is putting in more work than Pooch. Which granted, Monty knows that more work needs to be done than Pooch, who thinks that he might be okay. But Monty is also going to just continue at every opportunity to try to make this pitch that day. Well, what happened to everyone hating Taylor? Taylor should go. Pooch should, I'm not saying that Pooch needs to stay, but like if maybe he could stay, I just think that that might be not bad. And it's, you know, just going to continue to annoy people. In other news, for whatever reason, people found this to be very amusing, but Kyle makes a discovery, which is that he is not somebody that has ridden a motorcycle just because he's ridden a dirt bike.
Oh, I missed this conversation. What?
Yeah, he found out that a dirt bike is not, in fact, a motorcycle. It's devastating information.
Interesting. I'm surprised he's ridden either. But then again, I guess he is kind of in Utah. But does that mean anything for motorcycles?
I don't know if Utah is famous for motorcycles.
I don't know. I was just trying to have an interesting take. I don't know.
I guess this is like a whole thing. Like people, this is an argument, but some people do think that dirt bikes are motorcycles.
I mean, I guess I feel like they're considerably more slender and slick than a motor. Like when you think of a motorcycle, you think of like boom, boom, like thick ass tires and loud ass, obnoxious, ostentatious noises to let everybody know that you're riding a motorcycle. And I think of dirt bike, I think of like tricks and flipping in dunes and shit and like stuff like that. Like
when I think motorcycle, I think like, can you drive it on the highway?
Yeah.
Like, is it highway ready? Or is it one of those vehicles that like you wouldn't really drive on the road?
Right. Exactly. Like, am I zooming across the deserts of Texas, or am I in the mud? Like, that's what I think of.
But I am certainly no dirt bike and or motorcycle expert. But if you told me that you rode a motorcycle, I would assume that it was a motorcycle that you drove like on the highway. And if it was just a dirt bike that you rode off, that you rode off road, I would be like, oh, that description did not accurately represent what I thought it did.
I used to want to be like a motorcyclist when I was like, I don't know, like 5 years old. I used to think they were so cool until I saw footage of a motorcycle accident when I was like 10. And I was like, oh, nope, not doing that. Dream's gone.
Yeah. Anyway. Taylor does have a conversation with Michael, and remember, Michael is trying to kind of pull Taylor in a little bit, you know, work on this relationship. She lets him know that she's targeting Monty, she also lets him know that she feels like Monty and Kyle have a final two. She is still in the world where, like, when she targets Monty, Kyle is definitely an option to be thrown up there, you know, somebody mm-hmm. that would ride hard for Monty. In the meantime, like, Kyle's like trying to get Michael to let them include Taylor in the alliance. There's a little bit of a miscommunication, but like misunderstanding here in terms of like where the relationship could be. Right. And both Kyle and Taylor, like, they need to just talk at some point because they could be very useful to each other.
Yeah, I think, and there's like a lot of that going around with like this deal, because Taylor was going initially to be the main target until Pooch so deliciously offered himself up on the block. So now they're like, okay, well, maybe we'll keep Taylor here, but no one is really talking about, okay, what are we going to do with Taylor once she stays? A lot of them are just sort of like offering this nebulous plan. At least the girls are saying, oh, well, Monty and whoever else can go up next and we'll vote Monty out. Or maybe Brittany can go up and Brittany will go out. But no one's like actually having a clear cut conversation with Taylor to say, this is what's going to happen with you. Okay. This is what we want the alliance to do, because no one really wants to include Taylor in any hardcore alliance except for perhaps Michael. And so it's just like this weird thing. It's like, y'all need to figure it out fast, because if Taylor ends up winning, y'all are turning her into even more of a wild card because no one is talking to her. So yeah, Kyle definitely should be, if I'm one of the people that is saving Taylor's ass this week, I'm telling Taylor, I'm saving your ass this week. Like, I need to get the credit for this.
Yes. We also had late into the night, there was a pretty funny conversation about their intro videos, and how like they make them dance. And like Michael's just like, I don't dance, sorry. And Turner was like, yeah, they just made me do like this back and forth. it was pretty good.
Have you ever talked about what you would do in your intro, Taryn?
What I would do, I think I've said that, like, because Amira talked about, like, they just had me lean on things. They were just like, go to your public library and lean on. They're like, because you're like a boss. We get it. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? No, I was thinking about like the intro, like the title opening sequence thing.
Mm. Well, I think her, even probably her intro would be just sort of like a,
like a lean to the side.
You feel like that'd probably be Amira's, right? If we got probably one.
She's very much nonchalant like that.
Yeah. She's just like very chill, very cool.
I would like do like a cartwheel or something on to screen. I don't think that's ever been done before. That could be fun.
Cartwheel. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we've had have we had a backflip? Who did a backflip?
Did someone do a backflip? I don't think anyone's done a backflip.
Maybe not. Maybe just some jumps.
Yeah, the most acrobatic things I can think of are like Tommy with his high kick. Did someone do a toe touch? Or was that Tommy? I don't remember.
Oh, I think somebody did a toe touch, yeah. I'm not sure who, though.
Yeah. What did Frankie do? Was it Frankie?
I feel like Frankie actually didn't do much. I feel like Frankie just did like a... But I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think he did, because I think I remember thinking, oh, that seems kind of low-key for you. He probably wanted something way more. They were like, no. No, sir.
Yeah. Christian flipped. Well, he flipped in the house. So maybe he had six back flips in a row in the house.
Did he flip in that thing?
I don't remember if he, I think they might be talking about in the house, but I'm not sure. Oh, he did peace signs.
With Frankie or
Frankie. Christian? Frank. Okay. All right. Anyway.
I'm looking it up now.
That person that rated all the, ranked all the intros, they'd know.
Yeah. That was like, I saw that thread. It was so cool.
Yeah. So, what else? Amira did talk more with Joseph. Just again, like, I feel like she's trying to head off any kind of Brittany Joseph, sort of, connection or information spillage. And of course there isn't really much. So there's not really much to head off, but it did happen late into the night. And that's pretty much it.
Somebody just said who flipped in the chat.
Oh, Fessy. Fessy was the one that backflipped. Yeah.
It was Fessy. Christian, by the way, did not flip, but he just did the thing where your back is turned and you just jump and turn around. That's it.
Oh, like one of these? Hold on. I've got headphones in, so this might be disastrous.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Amira did a lot of great work yesterday. Just sort of like going back and forth, feeding into a little bit of a showmance, trying to calm Monty down, and just like spilling the rest of all the information that she's been gathering. She's just been giving it back to like the girls and then to Daniel and Terrence. And so it really looks like this vote for Pooch is just not going to, like, Monty is still of the assumption that he could get the votes, Kyle could get the votes, Joseph, and I think he thinks Terrence is on his side. So that's just like not the case. Like,
yeah, the guys think they have Terrence. They do not have Terrence.
No, not at all. Like, and Nicole is the reason for that. Like, Nicole, mm-hmm. the, like the day of the veto or after the veto, she was like, it's Pooch. Like, we're getting Pooch out. So, and Terrence will do whatever the house is going to do. So, yeah, it's not looking good. And when Monty is having this conversation with Amira about like, oh, well, I just want to get to the bottom of like what this, like, who started this? Who started this whole let's get Pooch out? I'm like, Pooch did. Like, Pooch put himself up on the block, and you need to stop being so investigative with this. Like, it's giving very much, and y'all know I love her. She's my favorite of all time, but it's giving very much Davon in these, like, let's get to the bottom of every scenario. Like, you don't need to do that. Sometimes it's just best to just be like, all right, like, you gave it your best, honest try, Monty, and you've been getting stonewalled each and every time. So what does that tell you? Okay.
Yeah, a big thing that Monty is on about during the day here is that he doesn't want Pooch to go home on a lie, on bad information. That would just be so unfair and so wrong for, you know, misinformation to be the thing that sends Pooch home. Obviously there's a lot of irony there. He also, as you mentioned, talks a lot about like, so hold on. Everyone keeps saying that the reason Pooch is leaving is because everyone wants it. The majority of the house wants it. But who's the house? Who's this majority? Who exactly is this? And, mm-hmm. and it's just like everyone. He's like, but who started it? It's like, I don't know. Pooch said he wanted to be on the block. And then everyone was just like, I guess we just vote him out then. He's like, but who? Literally all of us at once, which is kind of true.
Yeah. I mean, if we want to be like technical, maybe we could say Amira, because like whatever, like Pooch offered himself up and Jasmine about it.
I would say the first person I heard say it was Alyssa and Kyle. They were talking about it. Then there was another conversation with Amira and Michael and a few other people. And I honestly can't even remember if it was, I don't even think it was Amira that said it first, but she definitely jumped on it, because they were all just kind of like, yeah,
put him up.
Amira is the person, yeah, that made it happen. But like, which is kind of the point. Like, it doesn't matter who came up with the idea. They all came up with the idea. Amira is definitely the one that made it happen, but like, it is the majority, and it doesn't, dude, it's done.
It just happened. It just happened. Which oftentimes sounds like the most like simple excuse and like lamest excuse. It just happened. It just happened. It's like when someone like cheats on somebody else, like, I'm sorry, it just happened. Like, these things don't just happen. That's like where Monty is right now. And it's like, no, actually, this time around, it really did just happen. So just move on. Sometimes you don't need to, you're probably not going to even like the answer to that question, because no matter what, you're still on the outs, Monty. So it's probably best if you just go into the fold and try to like figure out how you can be in on the next one before you are the next one. Right now, mm-hmm. you're making yourself the next one, and it's just not good. It's just not good.
Yeah. So I think that's about what we've got. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Amon?
I really thought that people were exaggerating this whole Turner doesn't shower thing, but it seems to be very much a huge subplot in this house. And people are digging into his TikToks about living in the van life, which, you know, no discrimination on van lifers. Sometimes I think, damn, I should buy myself one of those vans and do the same thing, because it seems like it's really cheap. But with that being said, it feels like he is not adopted. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. You should at least be showering at the minimum, at least once a day, if not twice. To the point where Indy is telling everyone else, do not let Turner get in my bed. Like, how much self-awareness must you lack to not at least do that? Like, it's just, it's mind-boggling to me. I just can't believe that he would not do it.
Yeah, I'm usually a little skeptical of the fan base when they start, mm-hmm. you know, ragging on people for,
'cause there's always one. Hygiene. There's always one person.
Exactly. And it's usually a person that everybody already hates.
Right.
And it's like, and then like, you'll see, and like, they probably do take showers, right? This is a situation where the house guests themselves are kind of like, dude, come on.
It's so funky. Like, it's just call a spade here. I mean, I hope someone can just sit him down and be like, look, Turner, do a few turns in that shower. Not just one. Like, come on, bro. Come on.
Yeah. They're dealing with that. But I guess on that note, I think that's about what we've got. So thank you all so much for joining us here today. If you have not heard already, if you didn't listen to the roundtable last night, and you haven't seen it, the eviction episode, which was originally moved from Thursday to Friday, has again been moved from Friday to Sunday. So there will be no episode Thursday or Friday. There will instead be a 2-hour episode on Sunday. And we do not yet know if we will have feeds from Thursday to Sunday. So, who knows? We don't know yet. We have no information on it. But obviously there's a lot of, pessimism. I think, earned pessimism in terms of what they may do. Yeah. So, that's kind of the deal. There will still be an update tomorrow morning, on everything that's happening today. And then probably a brief one on Friday morning to talk about what we see on Thursday. And then if there are no feeds on Saturday, we are likely going to be doing a Q&A podcast in place of the update. If there are feeds, there will just be an update. And then if there are still no feeds by Sunday, then we will probably not have an update on Sunday, but we will keep you informed as we learn more about what's going to happen here. But for now, we're going to have an episode tonight, and I will be on twitch.tv/Darren Armstrong watching live with all of you, making predictions, having fun. And then after the after the episode, of course, there will be a recap of what we see here tonight on the episode. And then no episode again until Sunday. So it'll be interesting.
I'm of two minds about it. I really feel like, if the feeds are down for 4 days, fine. Like, maybe this is a bit of a little beginning reset that some of us in the fandom need to sort of just like decompress a little bit, go have a very nice weekend. It's kind of hot outside, so, you know, stay cool, go swimming, go to a water park, chillax. You know what I mean? And on the other end, it's like the feeds have sort of been picking up and have been sort of interesting, especially, I mean, like last night was, there was game talk all over the place. So I would not mind if they were to stay on, especially since this upcoming week is sort of, it can go any kind of which way. I kind of feel in my heart of hearts that they won't go down, because what would be the point? They're probably still going to stick to the schedule. So just have the feeds. And isn't week three usually an endurance competition anyway? So I mean, they can't advertise it now because they don't have the show, but I don't know. Just do the comp anyway. Have the feeds come back up and have them just, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Something like this has never happened before, so it's really hard to say what they're going to do. But I feel like it really doesn't effectively change anything with the show if the feeds return before we know who the HOH is on Sunday or the nominees or whatever. Like,
but yeah, we'll, I mean, I, in my opinion, the decision to keep the feeds down would just be like, we can take 4 days off. Like, this is an excuse for us to not have to either pay somebody to do this or just maintain, like, we get some time off, an excuse. Because there's really, I don't think there's any logistical reason, like show wise, spoiler wise, like, I don't think on any of those matter.
That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, the culture around Big Brother spoilers is very much, it should be spoiled. Like, so I don't, we'll see, whatever. Like, either way, I'm going to be fine. I encourage the rest of y'all to just relax about it. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have for you. Amon, what are you up to? Where can people find you?
You can find me everywhere at Amon Adwin. Still over at RHAP Rehap Ups. Recovering Drag Race All-Star 7, all winners. We're reaching the end of the season in the next 2 weeks. Looking, shaping up to be an interesting finale. So make sure that you check us out over there with me, Liana, and Beth. But other than that, that's it for now.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.